All right.
Hey.
Right looks okay as well.
The midfield machine.
Good morning and welcome back, Hayden Young.
Morning. Thank you very much for having me. It's good to be back.
How are
you,
mate?
Have you had a nice break?
I've had a lovely break, yeah.
Awesome.
Got up to a lot and had plenty of time to rest and feeling very fit and ready to go.
Yeah, I'm surprised, mate, after your holidays you don't have a slight American accent, actually, after that break.
Yeah. You could imagine it'd be pretty easy to pick it up, but no, I've adapted back to Australian life.
Especially as you went to Texas.
Yeah.
The drawl.
It's very strong over there.
Everything's bigger in Texas, including the accents.
Yeah, everything's bigger, that's for sure. But it was good fun.
The first big question this week has been...
Hard-hitting questions.
Oh, yeah.
The big one.
Hit him hard.
How do you feel about the new way the season has started, this opening round carry-on?
Yeah, it's been interesting. Yeah, I actually don't mind it. It's been, obviously...
Yeah.
It's weird not playing in the first game.
Yeah.
You sort of feel like you want to jump into it. But there was an element of it was nice sitting back watching some footy and not feeling anxious about having to go out and play yourself. And you get a feel for what teams are doing. But, yeah, I think it was a good opportunity the AFL took to take footy into the eastern states. And, I think they got good crowds and there was good viewership. So the AFL will be happy. Doesn't really affect me. I'm just looking forward to getting out there this weekend and playing.
Yeah, a bit weird. Gold Coast at top of the ladder right now. Probably won't last long.
they'll be enjoying that.
Yeah, it's only on percentage.
Yeah, they'll enjoy that. We'll see how long it lasts.
That was the AFL's plan.
One of those expansion clubs
can go, oh, I'm on top of the ladder.
Just for a week.
For a minute. Yeah.
That's the way it goes. Yeah.
So this year, are we going to see you in the midfield full time?
Yeah, that's the plan. Mm. Yeah, at the moment, I've done a full preseason there, so feeling confident in my body and in my ability to play that position. So I suppose I've always got the ability to go down back if that's what the coaches need. And it's good to have that versatility.
Ooh.
Yeah, mate, it is a big year. What are the expectations? What's the vibe at the club? You know, all the outside noise, you just block it off, I guess.
Yeah, the expectations are to hopefully improve on last year and.
Yep.
I think the good thing about going to this year is it doesn't feel like there's that expectation that there was last year.
Yeah,
last year we obviously came off a strong season in 2022 and we didn't handle that pressure very well. And there's a feeling amongst the group that there's not as much outside noise in us and I feel like people are writing us off a little bit and no one's expecting big things. Which we don't mind because we're quietly confident within the four walls. We've been working away really hard over the off season, and we're really confident in where our game's at, and we just can't wait to get out there on the weekend and show our brand.
When people started tattooing flag mantle on their bodies the year before, it was like, no, this is going to end badly because there's too much pressure.
Don't want to kill the passion though, do you?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't.
He's a sharpie for now.
You can't question their passion, which is why
we love them. No, you can't question their passion, it does make the expectation too much. Now, Justin Longmuir, I hate it when there's pressure on the coach before the season's even started because they're going to be out of contract, but this has happened before
media,
and now it's happening.
I was going to say, is it really?
To him. But there was a report, I think it was a Fox Footy report, suggesting that players were fed up with his coaching methods.
I'm not sure where they've got that from.
Yeah.
But certainly within the four walls, we're very happy with how JL's coaching.
Yeah.
And,
The
vibe around the group at the moment's really, really strong. And, we've had a great preseason. And JL's been fantastic this preseason. And I feel like his messaging has been really strong. And everyone's on the same page and everyone's really looking forward to a great year. So, those reports that come through, certainly not coming from inside the four walls and, really, really happy with where the club's at the moment.
And he can block out that preemptive white noise around, his contract. So he's
probably
not
ignores it
altogether.
They're
not passports. You don't have to renew it 12 months before it runs out. Can we not talk about these things distract from the season?
There's just not much in the media at the moment. They're just
make
stories out of nothing.
Got lots of things to fill. Look at the Royal Photo Scam.
There's too much...
scandal.
Too much news.
Hayden, it sounds like you put a lot of pressure on yourself saying you didn't handle that pressure. I mean, there was a finals win against the Bulldogs in 22, but you lose players to the calibre of Dave Mundy after that glorious career, Akers and Logue, these big-bodied players. That's a real change in personnel to start season 23, wasn't it?
Yeah, it probably was, and it's probably something that we used, felt like we used as a bit of an excuse, and we thought, we're a young team, blah, 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 but... we're trying to change the script on that, and we want to use youth as an advantage. And okay. we feel like we've got some really exciting young players. Jai Amos, we saw him kick 40 yeah. goals last year, and yeah. we feel like that's going to be our advantage this year. And yeah, you're right. We did have a little bit of a turnover in players, but we can't use that as an excuse. And yeah, we want to come out this year and use youth as an exciting factor and something that we can really lean on, and we feel like that's going to be our advantage.
Jai Amos has been in the weights room fairly obviously. He's a bigger man than he was 6 months ago.
He's very big at the moment. He's looking strong, large and in charge, and which we love to see from our big key forward. So he's had a great pre-season, and we can't wait to see what he's going to do this year.
Yeah, sweet.
So, Frio take on Brisbane at Optus Stadium this Sunday. Bounce Downers at 3:50. They did play in the opening round. That nail biter, as it turned out, they went down to Carlton. Do you think they have an advantage going into the game with one under their belt?
It's hard to say because we've never really seen this before. So, we don't really know. But we're certainly feeling fresh. We're feeling excited, and we can just control what we can control, and that's bringing our brand of footy, and we really look forward to playing against Brisbane. They're obviously a really solid outfit, and it's a great opportunity to test ourselves early in the year, and we're feeling really optimistic about the challenge, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, a bit of a shame Big Swaggy's not going to be out there. Sean Darcy with that injury, it's very unfortunate timing too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not ideal, but from all reports, the operation went really well. Good. And he's going to be back sooner rather than later, so we saw Luke Jackson stand up late last year and play some really good footy, so we're certainly not too stressed. We know Luke can play some really good footy, and he's going to have to stand up, and we look forward to it.
Yeah. And what about Jeremy Sharp? Everyone's sort of awaiting his debut. Could it be this Sunday?
It could be, yeah. I'm not sure. Unfortunately, I'm not selecting the team, but he's had a great pre-season. He sort of, right from the get-go, he put his foot forward and was really impressive. He's obviously a really strong runner, and he showed that early in pre-season. And his application to learn our game plan and immerse himself within the culture has been great. So he's done everything right to earn himself an opportunity, and we'll just have to wait and see.
Our docker Hayden Young's with us this morning, mate. We took calls on perks in the job, people's jobs or family members, what they had. If it's a footballer, you got any perks? What comes with it? Do you get some boots handed to you occasionally for very little? What do you got?
Boots is definitely a perk. I think the best perk is the time off that we get in our off season.
Right.
We get 3 weeks over Chrissy, which is a pretty good perk. We obviously work very hard when we're at training, but 3 weeks over Chrissy to spend time with family and friends is the best perk of the job.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Do you get some tickets for family to the games? Your allocation of...
Yeah, we do. I think we get 4 tickets each week to games, and then we can request more if we have more family.
Yep.
Like, for example, if it's a Melbourne game, I can probably request a few more because I'll have more family there.
That's
another great perk, having family at games and getting them into the rooms after the game to celebrate wins is always good fun.
And at Chrissy time, in the 3-week break, are you allowed to eat anything you want, or are you always careful as to what you're doing?
You certainly can treat yourself.
Tempting time, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very tempting. I usually can't help myself on Chrissy Day.
Yeah.
But that's all right. It's good to have balance.
Oh, my God, one day is like...
Yeah, no, of course.
You're soon going to burn it off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. As long as you come back in decent condition and you can perform, then it's all good.
It's all that matters.
It's all a balance. Okay, Frio take on Brisbane at Optus Stadium on Sunday. Bounce Down is at 3:50. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you again, man.
Good to see you.
We're back on board for season 2024. It's Hayden Young from the Dockers. It's 18 after 8.